Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro. And today our guests are John Klenk and Daniel Alvarez Lemp, here from UAA to talk about Chemical Imbalance, a show that opens tonight. Welcome, actors.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow. So Chemical Imbalance. Now, the first thing I think of is, like, you know, the last 20 years of brain chemistry and the way these everything's pathologically linked toward an imbalance in the head. Like, you need, you know, you got an inflamed cingulate and you need some Prozac
I think from preliminary comments that maybe that is what this play is about. Let's let them tell us.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it sounds very topical and it sounds like something a lot of people have been prescribed. I don't know if that's good or bad or whatever it is, but you know, everybody's on something nowadays. Are you guys on any psychotropic drug?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. It's called theater.
Once in a while, I double the dose just to see what happens, and yeah. And
then, so it's working. It's working for you.
It's good, working good. For me.
Yeah.
So tell us what your play is about, please.
Well, Chemical Imbalance is a Jekyll and Hyde play. It is a dark comedy farce, and it does have a good range of duplicity intermingled throughout the play. It just focuses on the exploits of Dr. Jekyll and his, how would you say?
Alter ego,
Mr. Hyde, and how the two interact with both each of the personalities and the characters around them.
Interesting. So it is actually Jekyll and Hyde, not a takeoff on it or anything like that. It's just an analysis of Dr. Jekyll.
That's like the Nutty Professor with Jerry Lewis.
Exactly. Kind of. Exactly. There's plenty of laughs. Make sure you bring a change of pants because you'll probably need it.
Exactly. For the incontinent members of the audience.
But you just can't avoid that dark undercurrent, that sinister feeling that you get in between laughs. And it's remarkable how the show goes from one to the other.
That's the best kind of show, where they're woven mm-hmm. together, mm-hmm. like Alfred Hitchcock or something. There's like, mm-hmm. yes. So who wrote this play?
Her name is Christy, if I remember right, and I don't remember her last name.
I thought it was Lauren Wilson.
I'll go with that answer.
Lauren Wilson, that sounds like a playwright. Yeah, August Wilson.
So who do you play?
I portray Cousin Xavier. I'm the cousin to Dr. Jekyll, mm-hmm. and I'm sort of his conscience from time to time. I'm slightly naive, mm-hmm. and it's a good part. It's a great part to see how they interact with Dr. Jekyll, trying to hold him together, and whether or not that's successful, you'll have to come and see.
Wow. And you are Dr. Jekyll, also Mr. Hyde?
Yes, I am.
Wow, I could see that. That mm-hmm. would be good. I could see you're very menacing in a lab coat.
Yeah. What an unkind thing to say.
No, he's wearing a suit now. He's purple shirt, nice striped tie, very nice suit.
And so, in effect, we are psychoanalyzing you in the course of the play?
Would you say that?
I think so.
Yeah, more or less. While watching the play, audience members will get a feel of both the characters, the different range of emotions and duplicity of the characters on stage, but there might be also points during the play that the audience members may feel duplicity within themselves, and it would be an experience if they come and see mm-hmm. the show.
Most definitely.
Well, yeah, nobody's just one thing. I mean, everybody has that darker side and these impulses that are kept in check by, you know, society and our better selves, hopefully, you know, like the natural inclination to want to, like, kill, maim, slash, and burn. I mean, that's, you know, it's the human way, is it not?
This is October is a very hard time to interview people about the plots of their plays because they're usually surprise endings and interesting twists and scary moments. And so I guess we will have to talk instead about your roles. Are you both students?
I am a UAA student. I'm not sure about John.
Not a student.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So you just auditioned and wanted this part in the show.
Indeed.
Wow. You look like the young Rip Torn.
I've been told that before. John Stamos. I've been told that
yes,
recently.
Yes, him too. Right, right, right. You got that whole... and the guy who played Starsky. Forget it. Anyway, so now does this place take place like in the Victorian England of, you know, the foggy London streets of a Jack the Ripper kind of a time? Does it have that... Is there fog in the play?
Well, I'm not too sure about fog. I know we have been talking about it, and it would be a lovely addition to some of the scenes.
For Act Two.
It does take place in Victorian England. It's never really mentioned specifically, but it is London. The set design kind of has that feel to it, more Tim Burton-esque, especially with the costumes in conjunction with that.
Wow. It's such a one of the great stories. Robert Louis Stevenson, right, was the originator of this.
Well, and, of the original characters, yes.
Yeah, yeah. He wrote the Jekyll and Hyde story, and so psychologically advanced for its time, and then to work science into it. And then for this take, which is called Chemical Imbalance, which is like, you know, brings us right up to today. So I'm going to see this show, and I'm going to relate to it in a very, you know, vitamin D deficient way.
Now, don't be misled by the time that it occurred. When you see the set, and the set is magnificent, something out of Nightmare Before Christmas, when you look at it, you will understand the duality of the show in its entirety, because you look at something, doesn't quite make sense, but it still works. And you also see that in the characters, where this doesn't really make sense, but it winds up still working.
It's kind of like real life.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guests, John Klenk and Daniel Averith Lemp, who are starring in A Chemical Imbalance, which opens tonight at UAA in the main theater, right? That wonderful new stage with all of its excellent effects and the ability to produce wonderful effects. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, the plays there is just so compelling. The state, the values, the properties, the elements that come together, because you do have such a wide variety of tricks up your sleeve in that theater. So there's always like some special things, you know, and it's a teaching experience. So everybody gets to play different parts. Do you usually, Daniel, for instance, as a student, how are you usually be in front of the set? I mean, are you usually an actor, or are you more of a technical guy?
I prefer acting. I do some technical work, and technical work is a lot more stressful, I think, than acting, especially running around in blackouts and in vomitoriums and just, that's what they're called.
Yeah, yeah, but, the bombs. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like in the Colosseum.
You have to be, as a technical person, you have to be really on top of everything. And I guess you can't, that's also required of you as an actor. But personally, I prefer to be on stage. There's just something about acting where you can be in an entirely different world, be an entirely different person, and then at the end of the day come back to being who you originally were, and being able to do that over and over again. It's just a wonderful experience.
It's a healthy thing to do, too. I mean, you don't want to be acting in real life, because then it's like, well, it kind of fits into your chemical imbalance.
Everybody's
thing.
Always acting in real life.
Well, yeah. But you got to. You need some consistency, otherwise it's just obnoxious. Like people don't know, you know.
My, come on, Mark.
Well, okay, it's fun. No, it's not for you. It is maybe, but so I'm just interested, John. So, what compelled you to audition for the show? Are you like a theater guy, and then you're coming back to it after an absence?
Well, I got a taste for theater several years ago. Second marriage failed, and I had an opportunity, I jumped on it, and I haven't looked back.
What was her name?
I dare not say. At any rate, it whetted my appetite for theater and performing in front of an audience, and the rewards, not only sharing with the audience, but seeing their reaction, seeing how they feel, getting them to step out of themselves a little bit. And this this show, Chemical Imbalance, is by far the most demanding, and it's very tight, very professional. It doesn't miss a beat, and it's just fantastic. And seeing it with everything coming together, when you're rehearsing it, it's sort of like a skeleton. You know, you put bones down, then you put down some flesh, and then by the time it's all said and done, I mean, we're wrapped tight. We're ready to go now, and we're just ready for an audience.
And who's the director?
Tom Skor.
Oh, okay. He's a really good director. He's one of the teachers out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they're trying to do at UAA is improve and produce one of the best theater communities and West Coast colleges, I understand, and getting pretty good at it.
Yeah, they cranked out a crop of, like, you know, top-notch people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they run amok throughout the world. They are legion. Yeah. Yeah. And soon you shall be one, too, Daniel. And when do you graduate?
Well, I'm hoping to graduate in 2012. If not, maybe another year. I'd like to take my time through all of these classes, because they can be rather stressful the more credits you take.
Huh. Huh. So you guys got English accents in the play?
Most certainly.
Really?
And yours?
It would be the received pronunciation.
That's not bad.
What does that mean?
British RP or Queen's English.
Like the educated.
Yes.
The ruling class.
I think there was something about that the BBC is focused on RP.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you're doing fine. I think we're running out of time, though.
Are we? No.
So, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
John Clank and Daniel Alvareth Lemp, who are starring in tonight's opening performance in 2 weeks more of Chemical Imbalance at UAA Theater on the main stage.
Don't miss it.
I won't. And now here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. Auditions for ACT's production of A Christmas Story, directed by Don Love, will be held tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. and on Sunday from 6:30 to 9 p.m. The show runs from November 26th through December. For information, go to www.actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Anchorage Community Theater has partnered with the Anchorage Senior Center's Off Their Rockers drama troupe to present two short plays for one more performance on October 13th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available online at www.actalaska.org, or you can call 868-4913.
Tomorrow, October 9th, Anchorage Opera presents Spellbinding Moments of French Opera. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The Seafarer continues at Cyrano's through October 17th. Performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3. We both saw this play and recommend it, particularly for the great acting. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
At Anchorage Community Theater, Witness for the Prosecution runs through Sunday, October 24th. Performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday afternoons at 3. Tickets are available online at www.actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
In Talkeetna, Denali Drama presents Sylvia, a comedy about man's best friend. Friday and Saturday, October 15th and 16th, then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. For more information, go to www.denaliartscouncil.org.
UAA's production of A Chemical Imbalance opens tonight and plays through October 24th. Performances are at 8 o'clock on Friday and Saturday and 3 on Sunday at the UAA main stage. For tickets and information, call 486-4849 or go to UAA Theater Box Office.
Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk calendar. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at ksk.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.